Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our program this week, we play new music from Moby, and we answer questions about getting a green card. But first, we take a road trip with two bicycling brothers who are searching for community spirit in America.
The road was calling us.
Ready to roll?
Come, you country boys, you city boys.
Two American brothers are riding bicycles across the country in search of community. The brothers are documenting their experience through a blog, photographs, and videos. And they say what they are finding is a desire for a return to community roots. Faith Lapidus has our story.
Noah and Tim Husson have been on the road for more than 6 months. The brothers left the city of Asheville, North Carolina, in early November. They have traveled more than 1,600 kilometers since then. Noah lived overseas for 3 years. When he returned, he wanted to explore the United States. Noah's brother, Tim, is a photographer and filmmaker. He also loves riding bicycles. He saw a chance to combine those interests and create something with his brother. Since November, the Hussons have met Americans living in eco-villages where people share values and responsibility in caring for the environment. The brothers have also met people working a city farm and those operating sustainable businesses. Tim Husson makes clear that he and his brother are really sharing in the lives of the people they meet.
It's not like we're staying, you know, nearby in a hotel or something and just visiting every day or every other day or whatever. We're actually sleeping there in their houses and eating breakfast with them. So we've very much become a part of whatever we're documenting.
Noah says their trip began at a bicycle cooperative in Asheville. Co-op members make bicycles from used parts.
We discovered this bicycle co-op, and you can come in there and sort through just a whole garage of old parts, and they'll teach you how to basically build a bike from the scraps.
The Husson brothers made a video at the bicycle co-op. They wanted to show how some Americans are turning away from years of globalization. Noah Husson says this is happening all across the United States.
Small communities are falling apart, whether it's towns that are losing their industry or whether it's just people choosing a life in suburbs where there isn't a cultural infrastructure to bring people together. We sense that a lot of people lament that loss of community in this country.
The first stop for the brothers was at an urban homestead. This is a place where the people who live there produce everything they need themselves. The Hussons made a short film about the place. The homesteaders talk about how their way of life gives them a chance to follow their creative interests, like music, sewing, cooking, or building.
Small community living has been lost in America. Families are much more isolated. Individuals are much more isolated. And I do think a lot is lost.
People living sad, lonely existences. Why do we have to do that to ourselves? We don't.
Tim Husson says this North Carolina community is not alone.
We found that there's a lot of people creating spaces for people to live the lives they want to lead and not the lives that they've been taught they should lead.
The Husson brothers are attempting to live sustainably during their travels. Noah Husson says the people at the urban homestead taught them how to find food instead of buying it. Tim says there is plenty of free food out there, if you know where to look.
It blows my mind how much food, like grocery stores, throw away.
Tim Husson says he and his brother are discovering ways of living that are very different from how they were raised in Florida.
There are a lot of interesting communities that I had no idea existed, and a lot of people that are really passionate about changing the way we live. It's really exciting and inspiring to see all these communities working individually, but also together as part of a larger movement.
You can cyber travel with Tim and Noah Husson at their website, America Recycled. A link can be found on our website, voaspecialenglish.com.
Our question this week comes from two listeners, one in Mongolia and another from Nigeria, want to know how to get a green card from the United States government. A green card is an official document identifying a person as a permanent resident of the United States. It does not give citizenship to the cardholder, but permits him or her to live and work legally in the country. There are many ways to get a green card, and the process can take several years. One common way is through family members who have American citizenship. The United States gives special consideration to husbands, wives, children, and parents of American citizens. Green card holders can also nominate their husbands, wives, and children for green cards. A foreign citizen who has been offered a job in the United States can request a green card. The employer would serve as sponsor in that case. There are also green card qualifiers for some non-citizens who invest in America, for refugees and asylum seekers. Still, all these paths leave out many people who want a green card. So, each year the United States carries out a lottery that provides about 50,000 green cards to lucky winners. The official name of the lottery is the Diversity Immigrant Visa Program. It is meant to welcome more people from countries with low rates of immigration to the United States. The Department of State holds the lottery through its Kentucky Consular Center. Those interested can enter by completing a form and sending it in. There are about 20 countries whose citizens are not permitted to take part in the Green Card Lottery program. These include Canada, India, Pakistan, and mainland China. Several Latin American countries are also barred. The lottery is open to all of Africa and Europe except for Poland and Britain. There are also education and employment requirements. About 15 million people entered the lottery last year, but the system proved itself to be far from perfect. At the beginning of May, American officials informed 22,000 people that they had won the chance for a visa. Last Friday, however, the State Department said it was canceling the results because of a computer problem. The State Department now says the computer programming problem has been corrected. David Donahue supervises the Immigrant Diversity Program. He expressed regret for the incident. He said the results from a new drawing will be announced July 15th. There are dishonest businesses that claim to be connected to the green card lottery. These operations, often found on the Internet, try to get money from people seeking a visa. The State Department website says no money is necessary to take part in the lottery program. It says if a cost is given, then the business requesting money is not connected to the immigrant diversity program and should be avoided. The electronic musician Moby has a new album. He wrote the songs while he was traveling and performing around the world. Moby has also published a book of photography to go along with the music on the album. He says both the pictures and the music are based on the many late nights he spent alone on tour in foreign cities. Moby's new album is called Destroyed, and Mario Ritter tells us more about it.
Here I am.
Was a song called The Low Hum, sung by Emily Zuzik. The sound is like most of the songs on Destroyed, dreamy, sad, and far away. Moby says this album was created on sleepless nights when he felt like the only person still awake in the cities where he stayed. He says feeling so alone was strange, but also comforting. Here is a song called After. Moby's book of photos is also called Destroyed. The images show what life is like for a performer living on the road. We leave you with Moby, singing a song called The Dead.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Dana Dimange, Julianne McKellogg, and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
I tried to poison my life, always dreaming of the edge of the night. Always look backwards and I couldn't sit here for even 10 minutes or more.